Welcome back to Triple J Warpaint. Hello, Teresa. Hello, Stella.
Hello.
How are you? Oh, sorry, now you're on, Teresa.
Hello.
There we go.
Hi.
Sorry. Now, I've become one of those of our nation's elderly who are getting
forgetting
things wrong. Dear, at least I haven't driven into the sea like one.
Have you guys had
any issues with our nation's elderly since you got back here?
No road accidents, nothing like that. No aggression.
Well, I don't think there's much aggression from these.
There's accidental mishaps.
It's beautiful. They just sort of just have a little nap.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely everyone's right at that age.
Yeah. In any age, really.
At any time.
It's good for the mind.
While driving, it's fine.
You think, I would suggest while driving down the beach, toward the beach at Bondi, to not fall asleep, but, you know.
Sometimes
maybe it's different.
It's too relaxing.
Yeah, that's it. That's the problem with summer in Australia. Well, see, Los Angeles maybe not as relaxing, so less likely to happen in California.
Yes, definitely. There's the illusion of relaxation, but no reality.
Yeah, I don't think it's the elderly we have to worry about there. Maybe.
What's the age group? Which particular age group?
I would just say
the
not
drug addicts.
Age groups, but drug addicts, the general vicinity of Hollywood.
Yeah.
That is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But then our elderly do sometimes look to relaxants and sedatives and other sorts of drugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's dangerous. It's a dangerous combination.
It's a strange subject to begin our little chat with, but welcome back to Australia.
Thank you so much.
How have the shows been going?
Great. Yeah. It's been really fun.
Yeah, we did. We've completed 3 of the 5 Laneway shows so far, and then we have a show on
Wednesday.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Secret little show.
That's a secret little show.
Secret location show.
Yeah.
Like a rave in the '90s.
Yeah. I just found out today where it was, which is good.
You just found out.
Yeah, I had to text my mom where it was.
Is that secret even?
Yeah.
Wow.
They wouldn't tell us.
Is that because you're likely to go and tell everyone?
Oh yeah. Block them out.
I did note that it was a slightly abridged show at the Sydney Laneway Festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that our nation's elderly causing that?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
It is their fault.
Yeah. They made they wrote a petition to have us play half of our set.
Or else
it was nauseating.
Yeah. Or they'd start throwing up everywhere.
On Triple J from their self-titled second album, Warpaint, Love Is To Die. Teresa and Stella in the studio and in the country, which is nice.
Yeah, both.
Both here, yes. Mm-hmm. Have you been back to any old stomping grounds since you've been back in the country, Stella?
Yeah, I have. Good old Narrowena in the Northern Beaches.
That's all right.
Visit my parents.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Did you guys, the American two-thirds, go and hang out?
We're planning on
three-quarters.
It. We're going on Thursday, I think.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Get some
BBQ.
Yeah.
Nice.
Home-cooked meals and stuff like that. Have mum take care of us, maybe do some washing.
It's good. So got like a bit of time off from the festival, which is great.
Yeah.
But you are playing these new songs and there are different sounds in these tunes and like as I said, there's like keyboard sounds and Teresa, you're doing a bit of that business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And drum machines, how do the drum machines happen on stage?
Sample pads. Oh, yeah. There's actually no drum machines on the record. It's all sample pad stuff.
Played
live. Nice.
Yep.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And is it different singing? Is it different, like are you singing a little bit more, Teresa, than previously? Emily is like, is it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty, it's like half and half, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah. Yeah. Just how it ended up, I guess. I mean, we've just been all writing songs and just kind of like we'll be jamming a song and writing it together and it could be me that's happens to have the mic in my hand or it could be Emily and it's just like if it comes out that way then that I'm doing it then that's what happens.
In that tune, is someone suggesting that you call 111?
Call 111, it's a code, yeah. It's a secret code. Secret message embedded in.
I didn't even know that.
Really? I'm sure. Well, actually, I watched some videos. I did watch some videos and it looked like it was Jenny in live sort of singing into a microphone.
Yeah.
And it's not 911 or 000 or anything. So it is just a secret code.
Yeah, it's sort of like,
All right.
It's called, yeah. I'm not going to tell.
There you go. If anyone can lend any light on that, if anyone knows, Peter in Curl Curl doesn't, but she did just text in, I love war paint. They killed it at Laneway. Very talented. There you go.
Oh, I love Curl Curl.
Curl Curl.
Yeah, Curly.
Isn't that up towards?
It's my local.
It's your local.
Absolutely. Hey. Yeah.
On Triple J, forget about turning your mic on, Lindsay. That's twice. Oh, dear. Parquet Courts on Triple J playing Laneway, as are Warpaint, Stella Adrizzo in the studio. And this week, a bunch of gigs happening all over the place. And I sort of text from someone, Ben's on his way to see Churches tonight. Mm. There you go. And wants to hear some KLF.
Good idea.
Churches, KLF.
What's that Moo Moo song?
Justified Ancients of Moo Moo. Last Tammy Train Wynette. To Transcentral, maybe? Or just Justified Ancients?
Yeah, Justified Ancients. Yeah, right. Yeah, with Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette.
I'd love to hear that. Yeah.
Oh, dear. This isn't a request. You guys did rage. Did you request any KLF when you programmed rage?
We can't get out of it.
Did you forget to program KLF when you programmed rage?
We did Wesley Willis. Alanis Morissette instead.
Oh, if anyone hasn't heard Wesley Willis, you may remember the Rock and Roll McDonald song. That was probably his biggest hit.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Wesley Willis. What a legend.
I know, rip.
I got to meet him once in Chicago.
Did he headbutt you?
He said, bang my head, say rah, and headbutt me and my friend and signed our CDs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, what a man.
What a man. What a mighty good man. Hey, we've got someone on the line that wants to say good day. Brianna, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, you guys were so great on Sunday.
Oh, thank you so much. So were you.
What were you doing? What was your contribution to the show, Brianna?
I was right up on the barrier doing some funky dance moves. I'd like to think was a good contribution.
Not bad at all.
And yeah. I believe, Brianna, you haven't had your fill of war paint yet.
No, could anyone ever possibly get enough? I'm coming to the secret show tomorrow with my best friend, Ida.
Shh, it's a secret.
Do you know where it is?
So if you want to tell me where it is now, that'd be like really convenient.
Yeah. We'd have to kill you.
Yeah, and that's no fun.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess I can hold out.
Now, you're driving up from Wollongong to the... Yeah. The one thing we heard about the secret show, this is for Sydney people, it's in the inner west of Sydney. So will you make it in time for the secret show?
This is the thing. Can you guys just not play straight at 7 o'clock p.m.? Because we're probably not going to get there straight on 7 o'clock driving from Wollongong after finishing work.
Okay.
So if you could just... do us a little favour and hold out a little bit.
Okay. How about we play at 7, but we organise some hoverboards for you so you don't have to deal with traffic.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, we'll get your address after this.
Yeah, pick me up with some hoverboards.
Well, you need someone to get the hoverboards down to Wollongong, though, from
Sydney.
Yeah,
we can do that, yeah.
But then they'll have to stay.
The traffic's not as bad around 1 o'clock, so we can get that couriered.
I was just going to suggest get a support act, but this is obviously far more...
support act. Can we say that?
Right.
We can say that. Yeah. Yeah. We do have a support act.
You can
act.
Say that.
Hey,
we have a support
go.
Act. So don't worry about the hoverboards. Forget about it.
Okay. Cheers. Great.
In the words of Parquet Courts, forget about
it.
Yeah. DD Dumbo are supporting yes. Great Melbourne group. So you will have plenty of time, Brianna, to see a bit
Excellent.
Of them and then be there for war paint. As long as you promise to get up the front and do your funky dancing again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
All right. See you guys tomorrow then.
Yay. Bye. Have fun. Have fun at work. Bye. Goodbye.
And in the studio now, Stella and Teresa from Warpaint. A bit of a taste of the first album, The Fool. Hey, Harry from Wagga just texted in. Hey, Harry. Sitting at home listening to the interview with Warpaint while playing this ridiculous Flappy Birds game.
Flappy Birds.
I was
Angry
hoping
Birds?
You guys would understand. Maybe there's a new one.
I'll have to check on the App Store.
Now... Now, Emily was chatting to Richard Kingsmill a little while ago about your second album, Warpaint, self-titled one. We featured it a little while ago. Said you did a bunch of writing at the Joshua Tree, which is that like the Queens of the Stone Age recording place or nearby or whatever?
It is nearby, actually. Yeah. We went over there, but we had our own house that was a little closer to the park. The Joshua Tree National Park.
Oh.
It was right on the edge.
Yeah, it was right on the edge by the wildlife corridor. And we made our own little studio in the house.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What sort of wildlife do you see?
Bobcats.
Bobcats, yeah.
Bobcats?
And lizards and...
rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know a bobcat wasn't a like a device used for digging up stuff, like a thing that
there is also an animal version of this.
Yeah.
What? And thing, does it have a similar vibe to it? Just picking up rocks and stuff?
Yeah, probably.
Dude with little shorts sitting in the trailer?
Yeah. It's like a crane.
What does a bobcat look like? It's...
Kind of, what would you liken it to?
A cat. It's a large cat.
A large cat. Like pointy ears kind of vibe.
Almost
obviously
like dangerous.
Named Bob.
Almost like a leopardy. Leopardy sometimes spots.
Yeah. Yeah, like sort of.
That's just how it is in my imagination. Because I've never seen
you
one.
You get to see it. Okay, so
it was Emily who saw it. And
all
I'm
right.
Just making
so the legend of the war paint bobcat is. Strong. the album's out. You're out here playing it in Australia. A few more Laneway festivals. Actually, Stella, you probably would be responsible for most of the drums, percentage of drums on Laneway. Because we've got Jaguar Ma on Laneway,
yes.
And you played on Howling.
And Come Save Me, yeah.
All right, two songs. Mm-hmm. Kurt Vile's in town, and you played on his album as well.
Yeah.
And you played on the War Paint album, I believe, as well.
The War Paint
record. In fact, both
is,
of those.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. You're really getting in there, aren't I? Yeah.
It's like one giant family reunion
I'm so
for you.
Greedy.
Have you decided to violate the Violators and get up there and play some drums or anything?
It was an option earlier. Well, actually later last year, but timing is B, so.
B?
I tried to say the word, but I don't know if it's appropriate.
Bulldust. Our timing's a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, now I've said it. Now I look like the bad person.
Mission accomplished.
You have been doing lots of drumming. I saw the girl responsible for singing I'll Kill Her, Soko.
Yes.
She tweeted you've been playing drums for Soko.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Has that seen the light of day?
Yeah, she's finishing an album now. Yeah, she was actually, she's recording with, this is a really pretty incredible, unique collaboration with Ross Robinson,
who produced
Limp Bizkit and Korn.
Yep.
Well, the reason why she worked with him was because she's a huge Cure fan.
Oh, and
she
did.
Asked, and somebody said, "Well, I know this guy who produced a Cure album, and he'd love to work with you." So now she's working with this guy called Ross Robinson, who's
also
basically single-handedly responsible for the new metal movement.
Wow! So if we imagine, I did it all for the Nookie, mixed with I'll kill her, perhaps with Friday I'm in Love era Cure.
Uh-huh.
We'll get what Soko sounds like with you with Stella's
and
drumming.
A bit of
Warfare. Oh,
welcome to the future.
That sounds absolutely lovely. The only other person I know that you've mucked around with. Is playing with Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. You did a bit of gem with those guys. Did you see the photo of Flea playing at the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't see it.
It was Vernon Reid from Living Colour tweeted this suggestion, an allegation, if you will, and then there was a photo follow-up in a magazine. Flea's bass was unplugged.
No
way. There was
way.
Like, not even a wireless. There was not even a plug in the jack.
What?
At the Super Bowl. So Flea's yet to respond, but when you were jamming,
I'll get on the case. Yeah.
Did, was there any instance when you were jamming with Flea that he didn't have the bass plugged in? Was there a?
he just flew in from the ceiling.
Yes, this magical bass man just appears where he's so linked to music itself. He doesn't need leads and stuff.
Yeah, he was doing like an aerial dance as well, like Pink at the Grammys, that kind of vibe.
Yes, that's what.
Also in a cage and but everything was plugged out. Yeah, everything was totally plugged in and definitely
weird.
Legit.
All right.
That's weird.
That's good. Well, we'll try and follow it up. Yeah, it's America.
It's America.
Well,
you
never
know.
You guys spend a lot of time there.
That's right.
But you're in Australia now, and it's very lovely to have you here. I'm going to play one last tune. I'm going to play Keep It Healthy because I love this song off the self-titled album Warpaint, the second album from Warpaint. Now, I'm going to play it. Can you tell us what's going on in this tune? Like, what sort of crazy sounds are we hearing?
What are we hearing?
Crazy sounds.
We're hearing there is a rock band set up. So there is a bass guitar, a drum
plugged
kit.
Plugged in bass guitar.
Plugged in, I promise.
Jenny is not fleeing it up. Jenny, it's not Jenny Flea Lindberg.
Oh, God, that's going to be a bad hashtag, isn't it? Fleeing it up. there's a keyboard.
Yeah, that sound was actually my voice recorded and made just like a synth patch inside of in Logic using one of these samplers.
Yeah.
And basically just sung all the different notes in succession, kind of tuned them a little bit and then affected it and made it try to sound like a unique instrument.
Mm-hmm. Well, it bloody does, and I really, really like it. Well, thank you very much for coming in. Have a great time at your secret show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.